pretty outside and nice day to relax and some great music to enjoy as you're driving or maybe cleaning the house or maybe just sitting in the backyard is about to be provided for you. Peter King and Mark Perna have been here before, guitar and bass respectively. Peter's a literate singer and songwriter. The two of them play extremely well together, and why talk about it when I can, I was going to say show you, but there really isn't a word for show you that involves listening, is there? So I will, we need to come up. There's a missing verb in our alphabet. Peter knows lots of words. We'll see if he can come up with one, but we shall demonstrate for you in a soundful way. Peter King and Mark Perna.
Thanks, Larry. I just want to tell you that, you know, we've been on your show a few times, as you mentioned, so we're going to play a few things that you and some of your listeners probably haven't heard yet, but we're going to start off with one of our staples, I guess you'd say. This is called Silly Goose. It's for my, it's a nickname. It's for a nickname for my significant other. So here we go. Okay. 1, 2, 3. My disposition wasn't sunny. My cup ran over with some bitter poison juice. Then I met a girl who was just a little bit funny. Life is sweet since I found my silly goose. And she steals the pretzels right out of my hand. Steps on my feet when we dance to the band. And she looks me in the eye and she holds me so tight. And I sleep like a baby the rest of the night. And each day I need her more and more. Silly goose, don't ever leave me. I'd be a sad man. Heart was made of granite. Some good women tried to get inside, but it was just no use. And I met a girl who came from some other planet. Life is sweet since I found my silly goose. And she listens to the breeze with a faraway grin. Misses places that she's never even been. And she straightens my tie and she hands me a comb. And she waits up for me when I'm late getting home. And the way she looks when I walk in the door. Silly goose, don't ever leave me. I'd be a sad man for sure. Yeah, to watch over me. That's a complicated art. Is smart. When she digs in the garden, she feels bad for the weeds. She drives down the side road just to see where it leads. And I ask her what she's thinking, and she tells me to guess. And then she says, do you still love me? And I'll always answer yes. 'Cause somehow she changed me down to my core. Silly goose, don't ever leave.
Peter King and Mark Perna at the Saturday Light Brigade. How long have you and Silly Goose known one another now?
It's
going on 14 years, and we had kind of a long courtship and engagement, yeah. And then 5 years ago we got married, finally.
That's so great. That's a really great song,
and
sound just great. So I know you've been at Leaf and Bean a few times, I think. Have you been playing out much?
Well, yes, but not at Leaf and
Maybe
Leaf and
I
Bean,
may have
actually.
It wrong. Where have you been?
I play a lot at the backstage bar, and I also do some things with Calliope House, and I've played Shadyside Arts Festival on a number of occasions, and I've played the Three Rivers Arts Festival.
Yeah, I'm just trying to catch up. I don't know how Leaf and Bean stuck in my head.
I play out quite a bit, and I'm also got some other things going on. I make my living as a guitar teacher, and especially in the summer, I'm doing a lot of that, and I'm also doing a little bit of traveling. So I haven't been doing a whole lot of playing out, but come the fall, the schedule will start to fill up again, and that's basically. And then Mark and I are also starting work on a new CD. So we've done two together, and Mark has been either the producer or executive producer, and also the bass player, and we've done two of them together, and we're going to start on a third pretty soon. So
that's terrific. Where have you been traveling?
My wife and I were just in Languedoc-Roussillon, which is in southwestern France, and it's a fascinating region of France that we knew nothing about, and there's vineyards everywhere, and the people there come into the wine caves, they call them, and they have these big tanks of wine, and then they fill up their plastic buckets, like 5 liters for like €1.30 per liter. So it's they have fun there.
It's cheaper than gas. That's nice. And so they have the equivalent of a growler, right? Which, you know, the growler that gets used to fill up beer.
That's right.
This would be like, I guess, a wine glass with a little apothecary top, mm-hmm. a giant wine glass, I guess. But are you writing much these days? Songs?
Yes. I have begun writing again. I had kind of taken a break for a while, and I was kind of because of my students partly, and also because I teach a couple of music history classes at the Osher Center at the University of Pittsburgh. I've kind of been going back and revisiting some of the old classic American songs, and I'm talking about everything from folk to the Great American Songbook. And so I've been doing a lot of covers of old songs and learning a lot of old songs. And then I've started writing some new songs, which are a little more influenced by some of these. It's my neoclassical phase, Larry. We're now that we're working on the new CD, I'm starting to write some more tunes. And
Well, that's good. What would you like to do next?
Well, let's do a tune from we'll do a tune from my second CD that I don't think we've done on your show before. So, and this is also has to do with my wife, and has to do with the fact that she travels a lot. And basically how I feel, every time somebody gets in a plane, you think a little bit, in the back of your mind, and think about, what is dear to you, and think about life. So here is this song is kind of about that. Here we go. Well, we're idling at curbside. You're leaving for Spain. For a month I'll be alone in our bed. I already feel the silence, just the beating of rain and the drumming of thoughts in my head. Well, each time you go, you take half of me, and the half that stays here isn't half as strong. There's not a cloud out in the sky. Now it's time for goodbye. Forgive me if I hold you too long. We'll hold you too long. Yeah, you're going way up in the air. Hold you too long. Wanna label you, handle with care. Well, you never met my father. He was stubborn and proud. He tended to see things one way, and I saw them another. We were angry and loud, was sullen with nothing to say. I grew up, he got old, we were just making peace. When he came to the end of his song, now I speak with him gently in luminous dreams. So forgive me if I hold you too long. Oh, hold you too long. Yeah, that cop's gonna give us some grief. Time together is brief. Don't you worry about me. The truth is I'm okay. You stocked up the kitchen with supplies. We'll talk at all hours. I'll be working all day. Just look out for those smooth Spanish guys. Well, I'll water the garden exactly like you said. It'll blossom, I won't get it wrong. And on the night you come home, I'll be waiting down in baggage. Just forgive me if I hold you too long. Hold you too long. I'm gonna pick you up and whirl you. My best girl is back on the ground. Well, we're idling at curbside. You're leaving for Spain. Forgive me if I hold you too long.
That's Peter King, along with the bassist Mark Perna. That's a beautiful song, and especially the bridge with your father in it is a really nice imagery, and gives you a lot to think about in that song. Mark, it's good to have you here, too.
Thanks,
you guys play. It must be a lot of fun to play with Mark, it is fun to play with Mark. It must be a lot of fun to play with Peter.
Oh, absolutely. It's fun because he gives me a lot of freedom to just create a bass part out of, you know, he brings these raw material songs to me, and I get a chance to just, you know, it's almost like chiseling something out of clay to find the right part for it.
No disrespect intended to Peter's guitar, but let's talk about your bass, since it took more effort to get here. I always am always pleased when somebody brings a full bass along with them, or a bass, I should say.
Well, this bass has a bit of an interesting history. It's a 1932 Juzek. It was made in Czechoslovakia.
Huh.
It wandered through the U.S. various places for about 50 years before I bought it in 96. It was massively damaged on stage about 5 or 6 years ago, and then rebuilt. And it actually came out almost exactly the way it was before the reconstruction.
You were there when the damage
happened? Oh, it
was happened.
Horrifying. I was on a gig, and I had left it sitting on its side, and a saxophone player stepped over it.
Oh.
And when he came up, his foot caught on the bridge, and it spun upside down, violently landing on it. It was like watching a car accident in slow motion.
Oh, gosh.
Across the room.
And he had to feel terrible.
Oh, he was
horrifying.
Felt horrified, yeah. But it, you know, ultimately put back together again, and it sounds great. So
I was listening to an interview on WNYC in New York of all people, Peter Frampton. And it was actually a good interview. You know, it was very interesting. And I guess his guitar had been in a building that caught on fire and was stolen and was gone from his life for 20-some years or so. I can't remember the details, but he was reunited with this guitar like 20-some years later.
It's the one that was from Frampton's. Frampton's come up.
Yeah, am I getting it right? Does that sound about right?
I thought it was a plane crash. I thought it was something like that. I don't know. It was in a cargo plane on its way to a gig, and the plane went down.
That may be it, actually. But it's just sort of one of these things where the guitar, you know, was damaged.
Right.
It had to be repaired. It came back. It's still like almost like a human being, you know, after being in the hospital, you know, bounced back and continued to be an instrument.
Well, it's true of any good instrument. This bass, I knew every piece of chicken grease on it. When I had to, for 5 years, I didn't have it. I had to get another bass, and that bass was a good bass too, and I really like it. But you know, there's just it's almost like a child.
Yeah, you get used to it. And Peter, you're playing. What are you? I know you're playing guitar. Any special details?
Yeah, well, this guitar is a Santa Cruz, made in Santa Cruz, California. It's called a Santa Cruz OM. It's a slightly smaller than a big dreadnought that a lot of people play, and it's very good for finger picking. And I'm that's kind of my what I like to do most. And it's just very it has kind of a delicate and balanced sound, and it you kind of hear every note. So it's very good for kind of music that I like to play. And it's delicate, though. It's got a very thin thin sides, and it's starting to wear down here. Mm. There's not too much they can do about that, but they tell me it'll still probably go for a bunch of years. So.
Well, it doesn't look like one of those Willie Nelson thin balsa wood
but
bottles
it's getting
yet.
There.
And if you ever told me I'd say Peter Frampton and Willie Nelson in the same quarter hour, I'm frightened all of a sudden. Have the pleasure of hearing Mark Perna and Peter King this morning. And what do you want to do next, Peter?
Well, I was talking about the old tunes, so let's do an old tune, Mark. Here's an old song called "The How Long Blues" by Scrapper Blackwell and Leroy Carr. And here we go.
I'll start. Jack, well, I'd
see no train. And deep down in my heart, well, I want you again. Baby, tell me how.
Peter Kang and Mark Perna with a growing audience beyond the glass there listening to you. You can come in if you want. Do you want to come in? Okay, but you're welcome to if you want to. There's if you choose to do that, Ricky will let Ricky keep an eye out for some folks who may come in. Or actually, Nina, if you could you sort of open that door, because there's no knob on the other side of it. thank you. In case anybody, it's our little secret door. Nobody knows that it opens. And there's a long story behind that. Hello, come on in. There's no knob on the other side of the door. It's our little secret. It's good to have you here. And you're listening to the show that gets your weekend. Have a seat if you want, just to relax. We won't necessarily put you on the radio. The show that gets your weekend off to a good start, the Saturday Light Brigade, Saturday mornings on public radio. No rain in the forecast this weekend, about 80 degrees today, 86 or so tomorrow. It's currently 64 degrees in Clarion, 67 in Grove City, 70 in New Concord, 66 SLV degrees in Indiana and Washington, and 64 degrees at our studios now, 64 tonight. We should find out. Do you want to know who just came in to
sure,
listen
sure.
to you? Are you guys from Pittsburgh, or where are you from? What's your name?
I'm Michaela.
Hi.
I'm from Virginia.
What part of Virginia?
Fairfax Station, right outside D.C.
Oh, Michaela! I didn't recognize you. Oh, my gosh. You realize I've been up for a long,
yes.
long time. Michaela's been listening to the Saturday Light Brigade since she was considerably younger than she is now. Are you about 16? You look older, Michaela.
Thank you.
Wow. I had no idea that was you. Well, it's nice to see you.
You too.
Who's here with you?
This is my best friend, Diana.
Hi, Diana.
Hi.
Nice to meet you.
Nice to meet you too.
And, wow, how did I not recognize you? Well, it's nice to have you here. What brings you to Pittsburgh?
We come up every summer, so.
Well, I'm glad.
Yeah.
I can't believe I'd like to think if it were like 2 hours ago and I was wider awake. Now that I see your smile, it's perfectly obvious. But, gosh. Well, this is Peter King, and this is Mark Perna, and they're going to play another song.
Yeah. We're going to do an instrumental that's from our first CD, and I should mention, of course, that at www.peterking.com, the two CDs, The Road to Uba Tuba and Dancing on a Long Leash, are available. And so that's our commercial pitch, but now we're going to play this tune. It's an instrumental. It's called... June Bug.
And you're so shy about the commercial pitches? It's peterkingmusic.com, right? Do you need the music in there?
Yes, you do. I forgot to I forgot my own website.
That's name. Okay. I would do the same thing, and I do. That's why I've got your back here. peterkingmusic.com. I have a feeling if you go to peterking.com, you get a real estate agent or something.
Or you get the Republican. I'll tell you who else you get. You have the Republican senator from New York. I get angry mail from some people. You also Republican. Yeah, and you also get the saxophone player from Nigeria who has a big following, and a lot of people think that they're listening to him. They tune into me, and then they like me, and they add me to their playlist, so that's great. There's also a great jazz saxophonist in England named Peter King, and there's an organist in England named Peter King. There's lots of Peter
You
King
should try people. To take political contributions at your side. You never. It'd be a lot of fun.
So here's Junebug.
Peter King and Mark Perna, that was a nice song. Who wrote that song?
I did.
Yeah, beautiful. Really really well done. Mark, are you playing with anybody else?
Sure. I play with Don Alico, the saxophonist, quite a bit. I've been playing with Jenny Wilson, who's a really fine pianist down in Morgantown. Anybody who calls me.
Yeah, it's really good to hear you play. It's been too long. We were talking about Peter King's website, peterkingmusic.com. Are you getting confused with Mark Cherna often? Did I ever ask you that? Mark Cherna is at the Allegheny County Department of Health and Human Services. He is the person atop that organization.
I don't know him.
And it's, you know, somebody could write a great limerick rhyming your two names together, but...
Peter?
Peter's the ink-stained wretch here. He can write that, but no, it's spelled the same way with a C-H instead of a P, and he's a good guy. as are you, but every now and then I will start to write in my notes. I don't think I've ever said it wrong yet, but I'll start to write incorrectly as that happens. Are you still writing a little bit? Any newspaper? I thought I saw something the other day.
That was by that Republican congressman from New York. and it was also a sports writer, famous sports writer for Sports Illustrated. Yeah. So, right. He's a congressman. He's not a senator.
Do you mind if I? Andy is Gene Collier's son.
Really?
So you guys may have met in another life.
That may
have been what Andy was trying to communicate there.
And
so you don't feel left out, Peter and Andy's dad writing for the Post Gazette.
I've taken a break from writing, but I'm still doing journalism because I'm still doing these courses on Joni. I'm doing one on Joni Mitchell, James Taylor, and Paul Simon. I'm doing another one on I'm doing a couple on Bob Dylan, one on Dylan and the band, another on psychedelic era rock, and I of course am doing a lot of research and I'm writing for the course. If you know, I'm writing my lectures, and I still feel like I'm doing journalism.
Sure. Yeah.
And I'll write, and at some point I'll get back to writing. But I'm busy now. I got a lot of guitar students. I got a lot of things going on. So I miss it a little, but I'll get back to it.
Well, you're doing Peter King. You know, that's what it's. But seriously, I mean, I sometimes miss a little, you know, a bit of my engineering world, but I'm still doing a little bit of that too. So it all comes together. What do you want to do next?
Well, this is a bassist choice, Mark.
We could do
Memory Can Kill, or we could do That's My Girl. It's up to you.
Let's do that. That's My Girl.
Okay.
It just sounds, you know, Memory Can Kill, you know.
A little dark for a Saturday.
It is a little dark.
I mean, or too technical. Like, if that sounds like a hard drive failure or something. That's My Girl should be a positive song.
That's right.
I could think of other ways.
Very little computer references in there.
Yeah.
Well, if it's not, I'm gonna hear from Janice, my wife. So. Last thing, it is positive, isn't it, Mark?
I think it is a very positive song.
Yeah, me too. Okay, well, here we go. Just want to make sure I'm in tune. Yeah, I think we are.
We care for your ears.
We've been traveling together for a couple of weeks. We've been traveling together for years. Well, I came downstairs to breakfast late, and while you were served, I watched unobserved. And I had a thought that nearly brought me to tears. That's my girl. She's got a smile so warm, glowing, dancing like a flickering fire you could snuggle up to in a storm. That's my girl. She's got a smile so cool, a little twinkle while her eyebrows rise, and she sniffs out lies, no fool. Yes, and oh, the kindness she gave, along with the occasional shove. Well, just enough muscle to save me with love. That's my girl. Watch her buttering a roll. I catch her eye, she grins her sweetest grin, and I see into her soul. Thank you. Yes, and oh, the kindness she gave me, along with the occasional shove, just enough muscle to save me with love, love. That's my girl. Watch her buttering a roll. I catch her eye, she grins her sweetest grin, and I see into her soul. And I'm thinking, that's my girl. Yeah, that's my girl. Mm-hmm, that's my girl. That's my girl.
It's Peter King and Mark Perna. You guys sound really together on that. You do on everything you're playing, but that's a fun one.
Thanks.
And
together for we were trying to figure this out. It's been almost 10 years.
Wow,
we're really close to that.
So. Yeah. And I was listening to that song and enjoying it, and you were singing it, you know, so passionately and from the heart. And I was thinking, you know, there's only two times when, you know, Peter, you know, is especially genuine and full of love and passion. There's only two times when the object of a song is that way. You know what I'm thinking, right? It's either your significant other or your dog. For you, I mean, because I know your dog's inspired a lot of great songs too.
He's a star. He's on the cover of my second CD, and yeah. And I'm just going to give a shout out to him, Oliver. I'm sorry, I'm not going to play your song today, Ollie, but we'll get to you another time. So,
okay.
Well, don't feel bad.
Ollie's
okay?
Black lab.
Black lab, yeah. Golden retriever. Yeah.
Yeah. Beautiful dog. You can see you can see Ollie at peterkingmusic.com,
mm-hmm.
And that's a beautiful song. When did you write that song?
I wrote that song probably about 5 or 6 years ago, right before. While we were starting to put together the second record, and again, it has a little bit to do with the fact that my wife and I also travel. We do a lot of traveling together,
mm-hmm.
too. So, in fact, we were up in Ontario somewhere where, you know, I came, you know, we were staying in a little bed and breakfast, and I came down late, and there she was, and, you know, just looking at her. So that was the... you know, that part came pretty fast, but then writing the rest of the song, songs often take a while and some revision. And I think it did take quite a bit to finally get it where I wanted it. But
when did you come to Pittsburgh, Peter?
I came to Pittsburgh, and you know, I way back when, back in the day, 1984, and up until that time, I had never really stayed in one place more than about 3 years, you know, and, you know, of course I had I was raised by wolves, and I was like, you know, always, you know, a gypsy moving from one place to another, a mysterious, fleeting figure. And then, I came to Pittsburgh for a job, and I ended up, you know, like staying and, you know, forever and getting married, becoming like a normal guy, you know what I mean? Except I still write these odd songs, and
where you did move around a lot during your childhood.
Well, let's to a certain extent I did. I mean,
yeah.
No, I was born in Philadelphia, and then when I was in my early 20s, I did quite a bit. I did travel around the country, and I was kind of doing the footloose thing for quite a bit, hitching here and there, and you know, and I've been, you know, with Janice, I've traveled. We've traveled to Brazil and New Zealand, I seem to get good ideas for songs from traveling. It really does seem to stimulate my brain a little,
mm-hmm.
bit. And I keep a notebook, a journal, and so things come out of that.
We probably have time for two more, I think, if I'm keeping count right. And it's great to have you here. playing. And Mark, you're a native Pittsburgher, right?
No, I'm not. I'm actually from Harrisburg.
How did I get here? See, I remembered Peter as being from Philly, where they say water and roof and all those things. That's right.
Soda instead of pop.
Yeah, all that stuff.
Turn single syllable words into two syllable words as well. So that's Mayan and things like that.
Oh yeah, you're right. Yeah, I was talking to Justin Keckley, who I just realized I didn't acknowledge earlier this morning, but he's a technical associate living in Portland, Oregon. Used to live in Pittsburgh, and he's very disturbed at the word height. He says everything has. They keep saying this has a height of 6 feet instead of a height of 6 feet, and it's really, really bothering him. And I said, and Justin's from New England, and I said, you tell him it makes you wicked mad, Justin. You know. What's next?
We're gonna do another one of these kind of old songs that I've been kind of digging into, and this is one you'll hopefully recognize, although I've tweaked it a little bit, but not too much. So here we go. One, two, three, four.
Nice version of that song, Peter King, and Mark Perna. What a fast post-morning it's been having both of you here, and I'm glad we're going to end up with time for one more. Anything else you wanted to mention that I may have not pulled out to note?
Just that it's really been fun, and thanks for having us on.
It's always fun to have you here.
Thanks, Larry.
Mark, any gigs coming up? Anything?
I have a good one, actually. On the 28th, I'm playing with Don Alico, jazz show at the 3rd Street Gallery in Carnegie.
Oh, nice.
8 o'clock. And there's an open jam for any jazz musicians who want to show up.
What's the date on that again?
It's July 28th. Show starts at 8 o'clock.
So that's a Saturday night.
Saturday night.
Should be nice.
And I should mention that I also, besides playing with Mark quite a bit, I also play with a wonderful piano player named Tim Menese, who
I noticed.
The Post Gazette, used to work at the Post Gazette. And we're playing at the Backstage Bar in September. We start up again there, and we play there every couple of months.
Yeah, he used to have a pretty big set of crayons. He still's got a lot of crayons and Sharpies and stuff.
I guess he does.
Tim Menese is a great guy and a great great pianist, too.
A New Orleans-style blues and Americana-type player. We got one more tune for you. And speaking of traveling, this is about my adopted country, just the country that I love, Brazil, and I love the music, and I've studied the music, and I've learned the language, although I forget the language now. I couldn't tell you like three words now.
It's Portuguese.
It's Portuguese, yeah, when I was down there. And, you know, I saw a movie the other night in a fairly big budget feature movie, and they were in Brazil, and they were speaking Spanish. And I like turned to Janice, and I said, this is like really dumb. So that's what bugs me, Larry. In case you want to know, you know, some people get, you know, mimes make them like crazy or something, you know. But you know, for me, it's when you're in Brazil, speak Portuguese. So anyway, this is a song about a small beach town, a little beach town in Brazil called Ubatuba. And here we go. 2, 3, 4. On the road to Ubatuba, where it rises and it bends, until you cross the highest mountain and the ocean never ends. And islands shimmer in the sunlight, and quiet bays, white sails unfurl. On the road to Ubatuba, with my two Brazilian buddies and a crazy German girl. And on the road to Ubatuba, singing Yankee rock and roll. There's a fire in the jungle, there's a fire in my soul. And a few hours up the coast is Rio. Maybe in a couple of days we'll go. Along the road to Ubatuba, far from all my friends and family, with these folks I hardly know. And on the road to Ubatuba, where the purple flowers spill, the past is just a wisp of fog, the future hides behind a hill. I am only passing through this life. I'm a tourist in the world. On the road to Ubatuba, with my two Brazilian buddies and a crazy German girl. On the road to Ubatuba. flowers spill. The past is just a wisp of fog. The future hides behind a hill, and I am only passing through this life. I'm a tourist in the world, on the road to Ubatuba with my two Brazilian buddies and a crazy German girl.
Thanks, Peter King, Mark Perna. Join us again next week for the show that gets your weekend off to a good start, the Saturday Light Brigade, Saturday mornings on Public Radio.